Hey y'all, what's going on? This is Rewind That, the podcast that's time traveling through television, music, and whatever else is on my mind at the moment. You know, I'm your host, Jack the Samurai. You can find me on Instagram at jack.the.samurai, Twitter at created by Colton. It's going to be up on Jack the Samurai, and TikTok at jack.the.samurai. All right. You're just now tuning in. Thank you. If you are a recurring listener, I thank you as well. I changed the name of my podcast. Kind of snowballing stuff out there, you know, at the moment. Kind of trying to narrow it down of what, you know, something kind of specific to kind of reach the audience that I need to reach. You know, because with Dark Flesh Deep Roots, people are kind of like, is it like poetry or is it like a militant or like Black Panther? You know, so people are kind of like, I guess, kind of confused about that. And I can kind of get that. It's not for everyone. I never really gave like a proper definition or an explanation of why I chose Dark Flesh Deep Roots. I felt like it was a reflection of me because I have dark flesh and I have locks, you know, deep roots, dark flesh, deep roots. And you know, it was just, you know, kind of stuff. But like I said, snowballing ideas with names, you know, I call that Rewind That. It's time traveling. Like I said, you know, replaying whatever just happened, you know, going, like I said, going over shows that I watched, replaying things, like I said, maybe from like late 90s or early 2000s, just whatever I like, you know, what I want to watch, you know, because I like media, I like TV, I like music. I like entertainment. I like to discuss things. I like to point out things that some people may have not noticed. But I'm rambling, so let's go ahead and get on into it. The Bold and the Beautiful. You know, this little segment is dedicated and brought to you by... I'm just playing. Bold and the Beautiful. It's like the Brooke Logan show again. It's Sheila's Got a Gun. First of all, Sheila's Got a Gun. If you have not seen the episode, I'm sure you've seen all the spoilers by now. Sheila's got a gun, and she is on a rampage. It's just making for good TV. For me, I like it, you know, because Steph has been talking all that yam yam, popping all that, you know, at the mouth. Saying how she's just so big and bad. You know, she's heard the rumors about Sheila. She knows how persistent Sheila is trying to get to that grandbaby and trying to get in the fans' life. Steffi, you tried it. But see, Sheila showed your ass. She held up by the collar, made a bid for a dollar. She was in here. I'm like, you know, Steffi, you big bad. You big bad. You talking all this cash money. It's time for you to, you know. And your check bouncing. I need for you to back that up. Because now you sit here on the ground. You got blood all on your hands. This woman pointing a gun in your face. You crying. Your hub and bleeding out. I'm like, Steffi, you just said you would never let Sheila come between anything and you would never let them, you know, her do this. Okay, well, you need to get up and you need to do something because Sheila's about to kill you. Just like she just shot Finn because that bullet was meant for you. It was meant for you. You made her shoot Finn, you know, that's how she sees it. Of course, Steffi sees it like, oh my God, you are crazy because now you're his mother. You're his mother and you shot your own son. You know, and that's all Sheila wanted to do was be a mother to her son. Now, all of a sudden that she shot him, she's going to be considered his mother. I can already see how Steffi's going to play it out. But I still love her for it. We gotta love her for it, you know. Like I said, Sheila is the big bad. I'm glad Sheila came to town. People were kind of iffy about Sheila at first when she came, but I knew Sheila was gonna shake some shit up. Maybe that's why Dollar Bill ain't really been around as much, you know, because Sheila was shaking up so much shit, you know. Her and Deacon. And where's Deacon been? You know, I haven't really seen him in a couple weeks. You know, and now that Brooke's other daughter is in town, Bridget. I'm like, so your daughter, who is Hope's sister, who's also Deacon's ex-wife, and Deacon is the man who you just lost your husband over because y'all were supposedly making out or sharing a kiss, you know, and but y'all have a daughter together, you know. But you, Brooke, this is your daughter's husband, and you have another daughter with your daughter's husband. Drama. But again, like I said, it was, you know, like the Brooke Logan show, you know. It she had this one and that one and that man and that man. She went through an entire family. You know, that's how they do on the soap operas, you know. And we love them for it because there's so much drama, there's so much scandal, there's so much, oh my God, you know, like, how could they do that? It's like, then she went to the brother, and like, oh my God, she was dating the father? Like, oh my God, you know. It's just insane, you know, and it's to come to think about, you know. And I want to see how that's going to play out, you know, with, like I said, with Bridget coming back in town, you know. And I just thought it was kind of a messy situation. I haven't been watching forever, you know. I've only been watching a short period of time. So I don't know if Brooke just knows. Does Brooke know that, I mean, does Hope know, you know, like the whole deal, spiel with Bridget, you know, and Deacon, you know, is there gonna be like some kind of fling, you know, or kind of whirlwind romance with them again? Is Bridget coming to town gonna make her want Deacon? I mean, because Deacon seemed head over heels for Brooke, but like I said, we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks, so I don't know, maybe he's gone, you know, and maybe he's kind of off of her for the moment. But Brooke seems like she's a single woman now, apparently, and it took them 15 weeks to move, you know, a day, and then all of a sudden she's been in, you know, going to AA meetings for like 2 months. Like, what? Calm down. But I'm kind of, you know, ready for the other characters to kind of come back. Like Carter, where's Mr. Carter? And where's Miss Paris? How is that going to tie into their lives? You know, by Sheila shooting Finn, you know? Because it's kind of messy. That's really messy. How is that going to play into everyone's lives? Again, like I said, Sheila, are you going to take responsibility? Which I don't think she will. I don't think she's going to take responsibility, you know. I don't think she's going to stand there and wait till the cops come and let them arrest her or anything like that. And people are saying that Finn is dead. I don't really think that Finn is dead. I think that maybe he's really, really injured, you know, and he's probably going to be in the hospital for a while and something like that. And like I said, she was pointing the gun at Steffi. I don't think she's going to shoot Steffi. I think something might probably going to happen where, you know, somebody's going to bust in and you know, she's going to run away. So she's going to kind of get away. And I kind of think that while Finn is in the hospital recovering and Steffi is, you know, there by his side, I think Sheila's going to go for the baby and kidnap the baby and go on the lam. That's my speculation. Now, don't, you know, get jumped down my throat about it. It's, like I said, just my speculation, my opinions, you know. That's all the time I'm going to spend on that for right now. Thank you for tuning in again. Drop those comments. If you follow me, please follow me and check me out. You know, drop those comments so we can grow this community and, you know, really blossom and talk about this stuff. You know, because I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff because I'm random. All right, y'all. Till next time. Peace out.